Here I will demonstrate how the internal flash of the X-Radiotech All-Winner XR806 and XR809, see note at bottom, can be read to file in Windows. Although there is not yet an open XR806 cloud-free alternative firmware to use on devices that have the XR806 at heart, flash firmware backups are useful in development and research and for general backup purposes. One Tuya module seen in the wild based on XR806 is the WXU T103CHL, also available as WXU IPEX, datasheets attached. To date, on Electroda, XR806 has been spotted in Avato TRV16 Wi-Fi radiator valve, Avato SWT60 smart watering timer, All-Winner development board, also Kato QT08W solar power smart water valve. XR806 uses 5mm by 5mm QFN40 package and 4mm by 4mm QFN32 packages for different feature lists. Line 75 D8B2 FED4. To get into UART download mode, PB02 needs to be pulled to ground at power on. On the WXU, PB02 is the third pad up from the bottom on the right-hand side of the module, as you look at the top or from the bottom. And again from the top, with WXU shown mounted on PCB from TRV16, which I will also use to demonstrate flash backup. Soldering can be performed direct to WXU contacts, or in the case of this WXU on PCB from TRV16, I have chosen to solder to the breakout pads instead for all but PB02. USB TTL RX, XR806 TX, USB TTL TX, XR806 RX, 3.3 volt, XR806 VBAT, USB TTL ground, PSU ground, XR806 ground. Flash writing and reading is performed in the Phoenix MC program, available from main text areas are in Chinese. So here are some translations to aid navigation. Connect XR806 as above and power on. Set appropriate baud on the main page. This may need to be lower if your wires are too long or you're using pogo pins. Open the debug menu. It should communicate with the XR806 and unlock the text fields. Change the length box text to 2000,000 and click read. Animated read image. Flash backup will be saved to file called Flash A0X0L0X2000 bin in the Phoenix MC root folder. In this mode, you can also read the flash ID, e.g., which looks to be WinBond W25Q16JV or W25Q16DV in my case. To restore a backup, simply rename your backup file extension from .bin to .img or change the filtering in the open dialog box to x.x and flash back with the blue update button, e.g. line 75 D8B2FED4. This process is identical for the XR809 except for the need to ground both PB02 and PB03. Original XR809 specific guide, 75D8B2FEB4. Your backup may contain your Wi-Fi credentials, so backup should be done prior to pairing device with cloud platforms or pair/unpair with test AP. Please share your backup files for analysis and archive in the collection. Alternatively, PM me the file, and I'll happily flash pair to test AP, unpair, and take new backup.